Blog Talk Radio. So it's probably the settings if you upgraded. You might have to restart. Oh, okay, and it's working now? Blah, 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 bum. Blah, 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 bum, bum, bum.
It's coming at it. It's plugged in, but yeah, it's not recommended.
Try it again.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and this is the Metal Injection Livecast. Hanukkah is over and you know what that means. Noah gets to finally eat all the chocolate coins she's had tucked away in her snatch all week. Yummy moist goodness. Here's the show.
Nice and moist in my coin purse.
Yeah.
Never an appropriate moment with Chuck Landington.
That's
very
why.
Inappropriate,
that's,
Chuck.
That's why they call it a coin purse.
Yeah,
you put
exactly.
Your gelt coin.
Mm-hmm. What are those coins like? What's the meaning behind them?
Jews like money.
Yeah.
The end.
Welcome to episode 191 of the Metal Injection Livecast. We are celebrating our 191st episode by not having Sean here.
Yeah.
It's been a good run, Sean, but you needed a week off.
Actually, Sean is outside. We just changed the door, so he's confused. He
changed the door?
Yeah.
Or just the lock?
It now
no,
says
door.
Not Noah's house.
Yeah, the entire door.
He's like, wait, if this isn't, then where do I go?
He came to the same spot, but then there was a brand new door. So
yes,
he got
now
confused.
He's pacing back and forth. He doesn't know if he should walk through it or not.
We painted a train tunnel over it like on Looney Tunes. He's trying to walk through it.
Lots of stuff to talk about today. I want to get this out of the way really quickly so we can reference this all episode. Barbara Walters did her 10 Most Fascinating People special or whatever. Barbara Walters, for you young ones, is a news reporter for ABC.
She's on The View.
Who has a bit of a British accent.
Mm.
Although is she even
she's got
British?
A lisp.
No. British. It's not British.
I feel like
she's got a fancy old lady accent with
yeah.
A lisp.
I only know her as Bab.
Bestiality.
Oh, you're
abortion?
Playing the clip? Oh,
no,
no,
that's
I'm playing
you.
The clip. Hold on. So she was interviewing Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy, and basically ran through all the inappropriate things they cover on Family Guy and basically gave us a queue of sound bites for the rest of eternity. Here's the clip.
It doesn't seem to be anything off limits. I made a little list of some of the things that you discuss. Bestiality,
abortion.
AIDS, Irishmen who drink, nuns, premature ejaculation, breastfeeding, and farts.
Yeah.
Farts.
Oh, that's right.
Farts.
So we'll be having fun with that all show.
Premature ejaculation.
She sounds a little nasally.
She's 800 years
farts.
Old.
Farts.
You're having fun over
farts.
There?
Breastfeeding and farts.
Those are two of Sean's favorite things.
Good stuff.
Bestiality.
Oh, I pulled a couple of clips of us speaking, too. When I say us, I mean all of you.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Here's one.
I sucked it like a popsicle, totally.
Wait, what
was that? I sucked it like a popsicle, totally. Oh, I sucked it like a popsicle. Spray to my chest. Spray to my chest. Good one.
So, yeah, Barbara Walters. So what were they talking about? Just
his illustrious career.
Just, yeah, like how he made a career on being very offensive.
Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah. Mm. I kind of fast-forwarded through it.
It seems like now, I feel like when he came out. When he was first had a show, I felt he was ahead of the curve, like he was underappreciated, and the show was really good, and it didn't get any recognition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, all of his shows suck.
Yeah.
And the media is, like, kissing his ass and giving him blowjobs.
Yeah.
Because he's made a lot of money.
But it's so backwards, though, like, now that he's sort of watered down, you know?
But that's like in music or something. You put out your first few albums that only the true fans mm-hmm. listen to, and they're great.
Right.
Then you sign to a major label, and you put out Drek, and you make shit tons of money, but your original fans that actually liked you when you were good, like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
What would be the Sid version of that? Green Day?
Green Day could be it. Anti-Flag, whose shirt I'm wearing right now. Okay. There's a endless.
Yeah.
Most bands.
The Lunatics.
They never signed to a major label.
Oh. Anti-Flag were on a major label?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. No, get with your Dyke Rock, all right? Come on.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, really.
What?
I have to dust those CDs or whatever.
What about Rancid? Is Rancid one of those?
Well, Rancid really wanted to go to a major label, but it never happened for them. And now they suck now, but they never even had to sell out to suck. They just suck.
That's the worst. They didn't even get the Seth MacFarlane money for doing
There's
it.
There's just certain bands just should have broken up and then didn't.
Right.
But, really
but I feel like it's easy to say that on the outside, like on the outside looking in.
Oh, yeah.
But being in that band, they just want to do it. You know, there's nothing else.
I don't care what they want.
That's true.
He only cares about what Sid wants.
I mean, honestly, if we're talking about bands that should have broken up, you watch that fucking Sandy Benefit concert this week. And it was just a cavalcade of bands that should have broken up.
Let's talk about this. There's a lot.
Fucking Roger Daltrey's nipple and stomach scars.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. What was he doing? Someone get him a wife beater.
Or just a shirt.
Or
button
just...
up your fucking shirt that you're already wearing.
Yeah. It was very hot on stage.
I don't care.
It was like 90 Lou Reeds parading around.
It was amazing at like, on the one hand, I was kind of like, wow, this is like a really star-studded show, the Sandy Benefit.
For your parents.
But on the other hand, it's like there's no, the only, like,
there's no one you can relate
to. The only musicians that came out in the last 15 years are Kanye West and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I mean, but
also
the same age group that likes Coldplay.
That's yeah.
true. He's the CBS of music.
Yeah.
But also, but
though he had a pretty good joke when he said...
the old people?
Yeah, if you just think of everyone's age that's playing here and donate that much money, we'll make a ton.
he had a lot of good stuff. A lot of good shticks.
By the way, Mike Piazza Destroyer just said that Randy Bly pushed Seal off the stage.
No, I didn't know Seal was there.
No, Seal was not invited.
That might
Randy
have,
was working security.
That might have cured his acne issues that he had.
He was getting dermabrasion instead.
They should have done to his face what they did to Roger Daltrey's stomach. Whatever the fuck.
Oh, no.
Slice it open and staple it back together.
Also, let's talk about Mick Jagger, okay? First of all, Rolling Stones... I never really got into the Rolling Stones. I'll fully admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like at this point, like his, like how are they still alive? B, his stage presence is limited to three moves.
But
on
it always
loop.
Was.
It's just like pointing and then like what? What?
Listen, he knows what people want to see. They want to see the typical shit. So that's what he goes out and does. He's not going to reinvent himself at fucking 90 years old.
Yeah.
He just does what he's been doing.
I guess that's true. And now, Sid, you called out a bit of a controversy. When Kanye West came on stage, and I want to talk about this.
This is new to me.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I had some Facebook rants.
So Kanye West came out on stage, and practically my entire Facebook feed blew up with like, wow, this is terrible, this is awful, what is he...
Or how dare he get more songs than the Rolling Stones?
Well, that's just an idiotic
Because
complaint.
The Rolling Stones had a pay-per-view coming up, so they could only do two songs.
And also, it's like he's the one in control of the time that he gets. But, Sid, you were saying that the reason that everyone was giving Kanye West shit on Facebook was...
Racism.
You think it's racism?
It was basically like, oh, how dare this black person interrupt this parade of 60-year-old white people that I'm watching.
Really?
Because this is... But it's like, first of all, he's performing for free, I'm assuming, since it's for charity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second of all, when you're doing a telethon, you want to have as many different viewers as possible so they would all donate money.
Makes sense to me.
Why have only bands catering to one very specific, very near-death demographic?
Because those...
Don't you want some black people watching the show or
what
some young
Alicia
people?
What about Alicia Keys? She was there.
Nah, she's half black.
She's half black. That,
but like, she still has a large audience.
Where was,
black
so
people?
Wouldn't there have been half as much negative feedback for Alicia Keys to get her off the stage? No, because
she's
not
hip-hop. She's very light-skinned.
Yeah,
she's light skinned.
Also, Kanye West is also talented.
No, it's also much more accessible. I don't know. Look,
I say no.
I definitely like Kanye West songs.
I don't.
Songs.
I think he's a talented producer. I don't think he's
even
a talented
still.
Artist.
There's talent.
Even
there.
Like I watched his performance and it was awful. I thought
I fast forwarded through it.
And,
racist.
I wasn't complaining though.
And it totally stuck out and did not belong with all the. I feel.
But
like,
why does it all have to be cohesive? There's no reason. This isn't like a festival show where they're promoting some specific genre of music. It's a telethon.
But that's why there was such negative criticism towards it.
There was negative criticism
because
there was a bunch of old fucking white dudes complaining because there's a black guy on their TV.
Well, here's the new question. Why do you have so many old white dudes that you follow on Facebook?
I live in Brooklyn. I know a lot of old white people.
They need
one
to take
person.
A bathroom break eventually, the people in the audience.
A guy I know had some kind of post. He wasn't really shit-talking Kanye. He was just commenting on the fact that he was wearing a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone in response to this said something about, like, I don't understand how he could get more songs than the Rolling Stones. The only people that know this guy's songs are the ones serving beer in the venue.
Wow. That's
like,
serious.
Holy shit. People are such fucking assholes.
I don't want to defend a possibly racist statement, but maybe he just meant that everyone in the audience was very old.
No.
And all the people.
If he was
the
just
beer.
Commenting on its own, but he was complaining about Kanye.
I
was going to
say,
so
yeah, that could be a true statement, but saying that the venue is racist and not that guy.
Well, no, the tickets were expensive, so obviously it's going
to
be an older.
Could you buy tickets to this thing? I thought it was just like they were all donated tickets to like firefighters. And...
No, I doubt it. I'm sure they had to sell tickets. That's
yeah,
big...
did you see who was in the audience?
Who was in the audience?
Just old white people.
Old rich white men.
Oh, I just thought it was just like old firefighters and stuff. Like
not all of it.
Yeah.
No.
They were all the way
comment.
In the back. You couldn't see them in the cameras.
There's a comment I have to read here from
okay.
Capsburger. They thought they were hitting the Schwiggy buzzers, but they were just—it was just their life alert pendant.
Exactly.
But also, I think the one thing that wasn't acknowledged was that almost all of these people were doing it to promote themselves. Like, it was all a giant publicity stunt.
Well, of course.
Yes,
why would Quentin Tarantino, Jamie Foxx, and Christopher Waltz be up on stage
sort of ridiculous.
Introducing... First of all, also, Quentin Tarantino...
The way he read that shit was so funny.
Is
man.
Exclusively wearing woo wear.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He dresses like...
What is
like,
that?
He's Samuel L. Jackson's older brother.
Yes, he totally. Him and Samuel L. Jackson have the same closet, same wardrobe, and they're introduced. It's like they're obviously only there to promote their movie. They don't give a crap about Sam.
I'm sure Tarantino.
I mean,
I feel like he might give a crap. Waltz and Jamie Foxx, I doubt they give a crap.
Quentin Tarantino's being forced to pay back the black community for that nigger comment that he had in that movie that time because they're very offended.
Which time
Pulp,
he said that
in
multiple
Pulp Fiction.
Movies.
Well,
okay.
Pulp Fiction.
What was the, I forgot the
comment.
I thought
he
you
plays a racist
say,
character in that movie. But he wrote it and starred in it in that role. So people
okay,
have seen
yeah.
I thought you were just going to say he owes the black community because of Jackie Brown.
I like Jackie Brown.
Yeah, I thought Jackie Brown
it's
was
It's one
great.
Of his lesser films in my opinion.
It is. I think it's underrated, though.
I think it's very underrated.
Well, he didn't write it. I mean,
no?
He adapted it. It's a story. He didn't create it.
I think any movie where you make Robert De Niro, and this was also before Robert De Niro totally like...
Went off the rails.
Yeah.
Or just based his own career.
Yeah. But, like, the way that his character was so against type for Robert De Niro,
yeah.
like, that made the movie to me,
at
basically.
That time,
yeah.
Sure, I suppose.
Yeah, and that was 2 years before Analyze This came out.
Which I thought was good.
Yeah.
But
then
after Mad Dog and Glory.
But then Analyze That
yeah.
ruined
oh,
it.
You're a purist.
That, oh, another
that
thing,
was the sellout movie. Analyze
yeah,
that.
That was when he should have broke up.
That's when the media loved Robert De Niro. No, wait, no, it wasn't.
The other thing that really frustrated me was that every comedian that went in between musician
uh-huh.
to do a little riffing, every comedian made a joke about Bloomberg and the cups and the 20-ounce band. It's like, okay, we get it. Is there nothing else to make fun of about New York that you have to make fun of?
No, it got hit by a hurricane. That would make fun of them.
That's hilarious. Yeah, the cup thing, that bothers. Why is that a bad law? Can anyone explain that to me?
I don't think it is.
I think it's a great law.
Because you get
law.
Less for your
people
money.
Don't like
the
law.
Reason people think it's a bad law is because you're not allowing people to make a decision for themselves.
Yeah, you are. They're just the decision now has to be, I'll take two of those.
Right.
Instead of one giant one, give me two regular size ones.
Yeah,
right.
So if one person goes, hey, I just drank the 16-ounce one, and I'm full. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Then it's good. It
yeah.
helped. It helped
yeah.
somebody. But everyone likes to freak out. They're being told what to do. That's yeah. the problem. Ah, oh, fucking Bloomberg's telling me what to do. It's a free country. I'm a libertarian. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Buy fucking 7 16-ounce Mountain Dews if that's what you're.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I honestly, you don't really need more than 16 ounces of soda,
yeah.
If even.
Right. Or you don't need any soda. It's just fucking artificially colored, flavored sugar water with carbonation.
Now, hold on a second. Wait. There, Darren.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You need soda.
I don't drink any soda that's not diet soda. Ever.
Well, but what? How does what?
Well,
what,
Rob's brain
I don't
self-function.
I don't understand. Like diet soda is still soda.
Yeah, but it doesn't have sugar in it.
So
it still has
that's my objection to it.
But it's, it
sugar.
Has yeah, like
right.
Like
I don't
sweetener.
Care. I don't care about being healthy. I care about not drinking sugar.
Why?
But you can drink it in a chemical that replaces.
No. But why don't you want to drink sugar?
It has. It gives me headaches, and I get like very run down and no energy when I drink lots of sugar or eat things with lots of sugar in them.
Oh wow. Okay. So just sugar, but artificial sweeteners you're fine with. You're cool with that.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care that it's unhealthy. That's not my objection to the soda.
It's just the
for me. Soda. I mean, I think it's good. You know, if there's a campaign to stop people from.
Mike Piazza, just right, putting things in perspective. Diet soda is gay.
Yeah.
I didn't know diet soda only went out with. Similar.
And Mike Piazza would know. So
I was going to say.
So then real sugar makes you feel bad, and then the aspartame or like the...
Well, the thing is I drank soda for so long that I kind of got like an affinity to it. Like I can't completely get rid of it, so I drink diet soda.
You're weaning yourself.
Not really. I'm content.
Just very slowly.
I'm content to still drink diet soda in perpetuity. But I tried to drink a soda recently, and it was so awful. Like, I couldn't. I spit it right out.
What soda? Just a regular Coke?
Pepsi.
Oh, okay, Pepsi. Do you prefer Pepsi?
I preferred Coke before. I go back and forth. At times, I would go through moods where I like Pepsi better.
Yeah.
I was not a brand loyalist.
I was raised on Pepsi. Yeah. So I feel like my loyalty is to Pepsi. But over time, I've kind of... Which side?
You still
Coke.
Drink soda?
Yeah. I typically try to just drink Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I love
what's
Coke Zero.
Zero? Like, what's the difference?
It well, tastes less
like Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I actually prefer Diet Coke.
Coke Zero is the formula they use in fountain sodas when you go to the restaurant for Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
And it's also the Diet Coke that they sell in Europe. So someone decided, hey, one day they decided we're going to market this in the U.S., so they called it something else.
But I I pretty much just drink seltzer, and I've talked about the wonders of seltzer on the show before.
Stream.
To the point where
your
I bought
hippie
myself
homemade seltzer.
I bought myself a seltzer making machine, the SodaStream, which is great.
Uh-huh.
But I do still drink like a Coke. I'll have a Coke every once in a while. Like it's very hard not to drink soda with foods that I immediately associate with soda, like
pizza,
specifically pizza. Yes.
Right.
Or like a burger.
Why don't you make your own soda with that fucking thing?
Yeah.
It's gross. I don't like it. I don't like their flavors. I don't like it's just like
they
why
have like dozens of flavors.
I don't like their cola flavor. I don't like it.
There's other things though. They're
like,
good.
You try
the
fake, the
fake
the
Mr.
Orange,
Pibb.
Yeah.
The orange soda
Pibb.
Was all right.
But at that point it's just like, I'll just have the seltzer.
Yeah, do you remember Tang?
Tang isn't a soda though.
Hmm. No, so what's Orange Crush?
Orange Crush?
Crush, yeah. That's just the Pepsi
like
brand. Yeah.
Slice
is gone. That used to be...
No,
that
Slice
matter.
And Crush, both owned by Pepsi. I don't know why... Why
is there still Slice, though?
No, I think they just rebranded
it. The members of Demolition were Slice and Crush, right?
Smash and Crush.
All right.
Yeah, because also Sierra Mist didn't exist before because they had Slice.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Slice
it.
Was the lemon one, and so they had Mandarin Orange Slice also.
Mm. Oh, Slice. And Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, okay. Crystal Pepsi.
Tab
646-929-1357. Call us up. Tell us your favorite soda. We really want to know.
So I don't understand why, why didn't they go after older black people if that was the issue then? If they were to, they
like who?
Get Gladys Knight and the Pips or something. You know, get some old Altachachas.
Well,
like black.
What?
They would have gotten Michael Jackson, but he wasn't. Or Whitney Houston. They weren't available.
Yeah, like who's on that level of like the Rolling Stones, but for black people?
Like, you know, 70s funk bands, I guess.
But they're not
no.
huge enough.
Yeah,
so.
Like who's still
you'd
relevant?
You have to do a current one.
Why don't they just do a hologram of Michael Jackson and have him come out?
That's disturbing.
And then have him molest a hologram of Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin's still alive.
Barely.
Yeah, but he wouldn't agree to that.
Yeah, he might.
He might, I guess.
Need some money.
All right, I guess
heroin
the child.
Uh-huh.
child Macaulay Culkin, so it's more accurate.
Well, he's actually, if you've seen pictures of him lately, he probably weighs less now than he did when he
was
a child.
Let me look.
He's very cracked out and emaciated.
He does look
weird. How do you spell Macaulay?
M-A-C-A-U-L-A-Y.
When you type in, when you start typing in Macaulay, it comes up Macaulay Culkin dead, Macaulay Culkin drugs.
Yep. Sounds about right.
There was rumors that he had.
That's all that people write about him.
What else was there to say?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing used to be Macaulay Culkin, Michael Jackson rape or something. That was like the first thing he was known for.
So do you think he let himself go after Michael Jackson died?
No, he was doing all right for a while, but then just recently, I feel.
He had a sort of a second career being an adult. Like, he was in all these indie films
and
shit.
Yeah.
But I feel part of that was just because it's like, oh, he's available, really?
I agree. That's how he got started, but he had some acclaim.
But can you imagine how messed up his childhood must have been?
Oh, it was very messed up.
To have been a celebrity? Yeah.
They were all suing each other and shit.
When Michael Jackson is your best friend as a 9-year-old or whatever... That's not a healthy childhood.
No.
But anyway.
Who was your best friend when you were 9?
Bestiality.
Oh, all right.
Bestiality was my best friend when I was 9.
Oh!
Premature ejaculation.
That's now.
Oh, wait, when you were 9?
Yeah.
Breastfeeding and Fox.
So let's talk about this Connecticut shooting, Newton thing.
Oh, this can go nowhere.
Is it Newton or Newtown?
Yeah, they say Newtown.
Oh, Newtown.
Newtown.
I thought it was Newton.
Yeah, I thought it was just named after Wayne Newton, but I guess not. Anyway, so there was a shooting in a school. 20 people, like 10 of them kids. And
was it only 10? I thought it was more.
No, 20.
More?
20 were children, and 6 were adults.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
yeah.
I don't have a
whole class.
Right.
So absolutely ridiculous, and of course this has spurred some gun control debating.
Right.
And I feel like at this point it's like, what is the debate?
The debate is we want to keep guns and fuck you. That's the debate.
Yeah. We want our toys.
The gun owners of America guy. This is the same guy that Dave Mustaine quoted a few weeks ago, saying that Barack Obama was responsible for the shootings.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if the teachers were armed, none of this would have happened.
Right.
Because they also would have had crazy rifles with sights.
Yeah,
and
the solution is more guns to these people, which
of course.
Is just, what are you talking about?
If you keep shooting a gun, it'll answer your question and it'll solve all mysteries
of
life.
A lot of what they say is that if you make guns less available, then the bad guys will still get them. It's just the good guys that won't have as many. But... the guns used in this were all legally owned by this kid's mom.
Right.
Yeah.
So it every counter argument that they have has nothing to do with this actual situation at all.
Well, I saw one guy on Facebook that was saying that this is why there should be a death penalty. Like what?
The guy killed himself.
What was the change? He wanted to die. Like that's not going to stop people from doing that.
He had a mental problem. I mean, why don't people look at how we handle people with mental issues in this country?
Yeah, instead of putting all this money to gun lobbies, why not put it towards mental health?
Exactly.
One day, the technology will exist when you'll do ultrasounds or sonograms or whatever you see inside the baby's head.
With guns.
Whatever problem it's going to have, and you'll just do forced abortions.
And
your
kid's going to
be a little weird when he grows up.
And the abortion is basically shooting the woman in the stomach with a gun.
All right.
That's why we need guns.
I feel like, honestly, what's going to come of this is not gun control. It's just going to be... what's going to come is metal detectors in every school.
There's no money for that.
But he busted his way in with the gun. I don't think he didn't sneak in.
They had to buzz him in, and they buzzed him in because he was the teacher's son.
But they say that his mom didn't work there.
His mom was home that day or something. And
his mom, he killed his mom, right?
Yeah.
The
last thing I read was that his mom didn't work there.
No, his mom did. She wasn't at work that day when
I read was that she didn't work there at all.
So why would he go into that?
I don't know. That's what they're still trying to figure out.
Crazy.
Am I wrong? Has there been more news today that I
don't know.
I heard that first day, and that's it.
It's just insane.
It's like different every 5 minutes.
And I feel so bad for all of those kids. Their lives are just ruined.
The dead ones? Yeah. Yeah.
And the ones that are alive.
The ones who witnessed it, I'm sure, are...
They're each going to find their own elementary school to shoot up in about 15 years after this. So.
Well, we can abort them, though.
Yeah, well...
Or we could just shoot them before they become adults.
Yeah, that's what
adults.
We should do. We should round them all up and just gas all these kids so they don't.
We could grow a live.
Fucked up like
do a live abortion.
Listen, precautionary measures.
Yeah. But, you know.
Shankletown made a good point. If everyone with mental issues was aborted, the live cast studio would be empty.
That's true. A dirty lie.
Wait a minute. Justice. Yeah, I would just be the lone host.
Sure.
I like how Sid projected the technology to go forward where we can detect mental problems, but the only solution to them is murder.
Yes.
We can't keep going and fix that stuff.
No. That will be a later step.
Oh, all right.
I'm just thinking far enough ahead to where we can identify that there's going to be an issue and we could kill it.
So you hear that, scientists? If you discover a way to detect stuff but not fix it, don't announce it.
Not to me.
It'll result in Sid killing thousands of fetuses.
But also, it's like there's gun control in all these other nations, and their yearly gun crimes are like under 100.
Right.
Whereas with us, it's like tens of thousands of gun crimes because we have no gun control.
Yeah.
So it's like, what?
Do we have any pro-gun listeners that could call?
Yeah, I really.
Carol.
Oh,
Carol
God.
Should call.
No, honestly,
what
is the argument?
I think people should be able to own guns for hunting and stuff like that, but
why?
You don't,
like automatic
don't need,
weapons.
Yeah, you don't need automatic weapons with like. With
what's
like
so great about hunting? Fuck them.
Because actually, like where my parents live in upstate New York, during the winter time, the deers reproduce so much that they need people to hunt. Otherwise,
can't they just have like animal control people?
Yeah, pay someone
to
do that. Let them have guns.
You don't want just like random people
from
the neighborhood walking around with shotguns waiting to shoot anything that moves. Humans will get accidentally shot.
I
you trust your dad with a rifle in the woods?
Yeah. My dad has a couple of guns. Shotguns.
Uh-oh. Can you call in and tell us why he should have those? Yeah.
For hunting.
Because you get to kill the deer.
I think that's fine, dude. There are other people that hunt for food. Like,
occasionally
hunting.
A Chinese person come on the property.
Yeah.
That's
not what
kill
my
them.
Father sounds like, and he's not a racist.
No, but on your behalf. You told
I do anything that, for my daughter.
Yeah. I love the Chinese, but you know.
I love the Chinks, but my daughter hates them.
And also, I mean, like, the kids, the mom, she should have had her guns locked up. She had 5 guns in the house from the last thing that I read.
And it's like, why do you need 5 guns?
Yeah.
People
I think
like their
people
toys.
Should have limits. I think people need to be screened yearly, you know, to make sure that they're still, like, mentally capable of owning guns. But I mean, it's going to keep happening. I don't think there is an easy answer to it.
Get rid of guns.
It's not like...
You can't. It's a person's right to own a gun.
You can't predict going to lose their shit. And...
Well, it was a person's right to own slaves once, too. We got rid of that. Why can't we get
rid
of guns?
The thing with this is, like, people say it's an unthinkable crime. That's the point, that it's unthinkable. You wouldn't think that somebody would do this.
Yeah.
So how can you really be prepared? You can't.
You can't. You can't be prepared for crazy people to do crazy things. But you can limit their ability to do damage by having them not have access to
guns.
No,
by shooting them.
That's the other thing that, like, gun control people say. If somebody really wanted to kill someone, they'd find some other weapon. But, yeah, you're not going to kill an entire classroom full of kids without a knife.
He might pick off 2 and then they stop him. Yeah, exactly. It does. It increases the ability of people to do damage.
Yeah.
In a short frame of time. No one uses guns to fend off the Chinaman. Didn't I just say that?
We said
our father
did.
Okay.
Gary Shandling had a really good tweet.
I think it was in the chat.
A guy named.
Yeah.
No. He wrote, why doesn't the NRA get behind allowing Iran to have a nuclear weapon? Because nuclear weapons don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah.
That's good.
How do you feel, Rob, about your home country having nuclear weapons?
That's not – my home country is America because I was born here.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'll go with that. Sorry.
And I think that – what do you mean you'll go with that? That's the truth. Jesus.
I still haven't seen a birth certificate.
I'm against nuclear weapons in general and just nuclear warfare and research. It's just like put that money could be used so much more efficiently.
Yeah, but the problem is that we have it. You can't because it's hypocritical because we go around saying this country can have them and this one can't.
Yeah.
But we have the most of anybody, so that's why there's an issue.
I feel like more money of ours goes to research it than the amount of money all of these other countries have in their nuclear weapons.
And also, but the other countries are scared of us, so they're stockpiling their shit. so that, you know, they can defend themselves.
Yeah, it becomes a game of chicken.
Yeah, why, if you were Iran and you got one of these like pasty white guys on CNN every week.
That's the thing, yeah.
Saying that, you know, they're going to bomb Iran, they're going to fucking drop bunker busters on Iran and all this other shit. Like, why wouldn't...
If you're Iran, you're not just going to, like, yeah, take it on the chin. You're going to want to defend yourself.
Good, come, kid.
Yeah, okay. No, that's whenever my parents watch the news about stuff that's going on in the Middle East, mm-hmm. they're like 1,000% pro-Israel, obviously, you know, and it's just like there's no, like, they don't even hear what they're saying.
I gotta stop you for like, a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
your parents don't like, doesn't, at least on your father's side, aren't there people living in Iran? Like, aren't they worried if they're so pro-Israel? Aren't they worried Israel's gonna go like attack? And you're like, your family will be killed. Did
the
you bombs
know how to avoid the good ones.
That's a great question.
Did you ever ask them that?
The thing is, my dad, he grew up in Iran, mm-hmm. and he, from what he's told me, it's like it wasn't a very pleasant childhood
sure
for him. He was intensely discriminated against for being Jewish.
He wants it to change over
there. Yeah, I'm not defending Iran or anything. I'm saying, like, but wouldn't he be against a war happening there?
He's for the cause.
Oh boy!
But anyway, so like,
fuck you, Grandma.
I remember.
He didn't die soon anyway. Should Grandma?
Thank you. I remember they were showing footage, and actually, his mom is dead already. That was too
Grandpa?
Far.
Grandpa,
jeez.
Grandpa,
dead.
Well, if she's dead, or then how is it too far?
He has like brothers and sisters or sisters
Sid,
there. Yes,
please
there.
Go back to talking about Dimebag Darrell jerking off on AIDS babies.
Were any of the kids in that elementary school, were they children of Dimebag? Because then I'm not as sad.
What?
If it was offspring,
stop it. Just come on. All right. The point that I was trying to make though was that like they were like looking at it, like talking to me like they were showing footage of like a war of a battle or whatever, and like, look at these fucking Palestinians throwing rocks.
Right.
And I'm like, look at the other side. They have guns.
Yeah.
What are they supposed? How are they supposed to protect themselves if someone is shooting at you? You're gonna do something.
Right.
It's like they don't even see that point of it. So I think a lot of that is how like conservatives view it with
one-sided.
Yeah, it's just very one-sided.
Sid's dropping his own bombs.
Yes.
Out
there.
Oh no! Sid drops bombs on us every
week. I've been doing it all night.
How do your parents feel about that?
We can call them up and find out.
The rubber Sid was a bunker buster.
That's right.
Oh, should we announce that our guest is not showing up tonight?
Yeah, we were supposed to get. We did. Hint in the show preview that that we would have had a special guest. It was supposed to be a member of Killswitch Engage, but they weren't able to come.
They're playing a show like right down the block.
Yeah,
sort of.
We have an alternate guest though.
Oh,
Gatan Dugas.
Oh,
back from
he's our Gatan Dugas.
We can ask him what he thinks about jerking off on AIDS babies. Yeah. He has AIDS.
He's the original.
Well, if he has AIDS and he jerks off on AIDS babies, isn't that?
Yes.
Don't the two wrongs make a right?
I don't think it's pleasant to get, even if you have AIDS, I don't think it's good to get jerked off on by an AIDS guy, though.
I think it's actually, it's fine. That's,
does it negate the AIDS?
If it's just on your stomach, I think it's okay.
No, I'm pretty sure there's dating sites where you can like find other
we've talked about
people with
show,
AIDS, yeah.
But they're babies. We're talking about AIDS babies.
Oh, well, babies need loving too.
Wouldn't that be, if that was true, that would be the simplest cure for AIDS. Just have an HIV-positive guy jerk off on you. And that's
the antidote.
It's so simple. No one ever tried it. Maybe
wait,
that's,
so it cures AIDS?
Who knows? Maybe it's so crazy, it just might work.
Do the babies have to drink the cum in order for it to work?
You wouldn't have to try it on a baby. You could try it like on a monkey with AIDS or something.
Isn't that bestiality?
It's taken like an eye drop.
Oh.
Ingested ocularly.
I
bet that Killswitch guy listening to this is really bummed out that he couldn't come.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad I couldn't talk about jerking off on AIDS babies before my show. That would have really inspired my performance.
Premature ejaculation.
I love these clips. This is the best. Hold on.
Breastfeeding and farts.
It makes no sense. Out of context.
That's the name of Rob's new blog.
This makes no sense.
It's about, yeah,
sure,
that's the subtitle.
Just the tagline.
So once you sign on and read a few posts, it makes sense. So Rob ties it together nicely. He's good.
Breastfeeding and farts.
Another hilarious thing this week was there's been a lot of Christmas parties, and Revolver had a holiday party, and I went to Schmooze.
Were you invited? Or you
I was invited.
Someone snuck him in.
In their trench coat.
Yeah.
Frank snuck him in.
And then moments into getting into the party and hanging out a little, someone was like, "Hey, did you hear the rumor?" I'm like, "Oh, what's the rumor?" "Oh, Ice-T and Coco are supposed to be coming to the party."
Oh yeah.
And it was just like, "What?" Okay, even if they don't come, that's an amazing rumor, and that's already made this party awesome.
I'd be more excited if the party was serving Ice-T and Coco.
So would Rob.
That would be more interesting to me.
That's what Rob thought.
The rumor meant.
Now, the reason was that Ice-T's rap metal band, Body Count, just signed a deal to put out a new album.
Is it even rap? Isn't it just metal?
It's rap. It's like hardcore. It's like talking.
Yeah.
But it rhymes. So that's
So he just signed a new deal. And it turns out the label that he signed with was there. So I was like, okay, so that makes sense.
Chances
are he's
going to
sell.
When you told me that they had another, I didn't even know that they had a previous. I thought it was two albums and that was it. And it turned out this is their fifth album.
Oh,
right?
Fourth, I think.
It's at least fourth. There's two albums that I completely missed.
So prolific.
How come Ice-T didn't perform at the Sandy benefit?
Racism.
He tells Sandy to eat a dick or eat a bag of dicks.
Bowl of dicks. Fuck you, Sandy.
There's all types of people watching.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. So
all types of white people.
Ice-T and Coco did show up.
Okay.
And did you chat with them?
I did not chat with them.
What?
Did you get a picture taken with them like everybody else?
The thing is, I half tried. I was like, it'd be funny to take
a
photo.
He's that serious all the time. You just get at work.
But the thing is that, like, the entire metal community stormed him for photos. And he was super gracious. I mean, obviously, it probably happens to him all the time.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Like, no attitude about it, nothing. But, like, Coco was visibly like,
let's get out of here
quick. And but the funny thing about her
is... How did her booty look in person?
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. She looked like she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Were her nips out?
No. She
always wears like tight skin clothes.
Yeah,
like second layer.
But also, like, I saw like three or four photos that people took with her. Like people took. Some people just approached her. They didn't even care about Ice-T.
Yeah.
The women.
Yeah.
And so like these girls are showing me photos that they took, and she posed the exact same way in every photo. Like if you put them into Photoshop and like transpose them on top of each other, like she would. It would be the exact. Like I feel like it would be perfect. Yeah.
She's a pro.
She is absolutely. She knows her angle, how she should take it. She clearly must have stood in front of a mirror
for
hours.
Well, her angle would be if she turned her back to the camera.
No.
She's like at a half profile, so you see the ass and you see the tit.
Oh.
And she always.
No,
like,
well, that's how you do it.
I have to get a pair of tits first. As big as hers. My ass is doing pretty good.
Noah's ass is fantastic. It's a top-notch booty. Top-notch booty episode title?
Sure.
It's a possibility.
Why not?
Mike Piazza Destroyer says, Rob fingered Coco in public.
Did you?
No.
I don't think she wants. She wanted to leave. She didn't want to.
Yeah. She was a good sport. They stayed for like over an hour, which is way long. And, but also, it was at Paul Booth's Last Rites Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that means.
Paul Booth is this just famous artist.
Not that famous. I don't know who he is.
Well, you know, if you know about art.
Well, he wasn't in Rancid.
That's true.
Did you wear the white jacket there?
No, I should have. Oh. That's how I would have gotten Ice's attention. The silver jacket.
Sorry.
No, but he was actually admiring the art on the walls, and like Paul Booth gave him a tour. So he wasn't just like schmoozing or whatever.
Okay.
But he was a good sport about it. It was funny. and then other than that, it was just like a bunch of drinking. The band that was supposed to go on, Asking Alexandria, weren't even there.
Our old friends.
They were being chased around by the Ultimate Warrior.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay. We have to get back to that. But they didn't even show up until like 2 hours into the party,
mm-hmm.
and they were supposed to do an acoustic set. That's what like the whole
thing, that sounds like a terrible idea.
That's what the whole thing was marketed as. And
I'd rather hear an acoustic Body
People
Count.
People showed up for
more than one person was not looking forward to it. But
so when they come on, you leave. Easy.
The thing is, they bailed. They got up on stage and were like, hey, my...
We realize that we don't sound good, so...
My voice is shot, so we're not going to do it.
I don't know how to play my instruments. Can they do, like, a metal karaoke or something?
It was great. It was like, the highlight of the show was them canceling.
Did everybody have to pretend to be bummed out?
It was just, like, a very weird, like... is this for...
All right.
Yeah.
Do you think people that they still got paid...
No, I don't think they got paid. I think it was just like a promo thing because
to promote them. Yeah.
They were on the cover of the issue that like they were pushing. Anyway, so that was great.
But no one at the party is buying that issue anyway. They all get free copies. So
yeah.
Who is it promoting to?
Just the music industry. I don't know. There's people. I don't know. I spoke to the director of that reality show.
Oh, yeah.
And
can you get us on that?
Yeah, can he do one with us?
So like I want to say we're acquaintances, so I didn't want to be like, dude, what the fuck was that? Like, why is that happening? But I'm like, dude, that was ridiculous, you know? And he's like, yeah, that guy's a character. That guy's never off. That guy, like,
he doesn't turn off his personality.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, you know, like, we're shooting this, and like, it's real, but like. You know, sometimes you got to stop and get a shot again. So
and he's still like,
we would be like, Warrior, can you just do this again? And he'd be like, no, it is what it is.
One take, Warrior.
Yeah, if you don't get it, then we're not doing it.
Yeah. Oh my God. But there was no film in the camera.
I don't care. But then he said that there's another. He's almost done editing the second episode.
Oh, that was what? That was like 6 years ago.
And then another one is coming out pretty soon.
What's the band?
I See Stars, which is just an awful.
I don't know. Can you?
It's a band of young girls. Basically.
I See Stars or High Sea Stars?
I See Stars.
It was High Sea Stars.
Is that those Japanese like?
No, they're not.
10-year-olds.
Baby metal.
Oh, okay. Is it metal? All right. Is it bad? I don't know if it's good or bad.
I'll play it. We could thrash it or trash it.
It could be metal and suck. It's not like. Sounds like Kitty, not with an electronic.
It has that like attack synth.
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah.
Oh, if it's like attack then. I hope the Warrior just tears them apart. So this is girls?
I hope he makes
them
cry.
No, these are guys.
Oh, girls like
her.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, of course.
They just look like girls.
Yeah.
I thought it was girls this whole time.
Oh, dear.
Trash it.
No, lower it. No. Too loud.
It just sounds like bad emo.
Yeah, it's just Warped Tour. So.
Okay.
Trash it.
So they're going to be on.
Drive Through Records or something.
The other thing that was hilarious was I ran into Frankie, the frontman of Amur.
Godler. Frankie Godler.
Oh, no. No, Frankie Godler.
That's
there.
Even worse. God. That guy you really try to avoid.
So,
the Amur guy, you're like, Frank Godler. You're like,
Frank.
Oh, God, I'm not showing up. He's there.
Frankie from Amur now. I've talked a lot of shit about him on the website.
Right?
Well, deservedly
and,
so. Though.
Well, yeah, like it's not like
did
I'm...
Did he knock over your drink?
No.
Is he being rude to you?
Yo, what's up with that shit?
He was awkwardly polite.
Really?
We ran into each other. He's like, oh, hey.
Did he seem like he was sizing you up?
He
like,
said hello
hey,
to
hey,
me.
What's up, bro?
He said hello to me. And, well, I'm like three times the size of him.
Okay,
so,
but
yeah, but his muscles are much bigger.
And he's from the
first
street.
First of all, I don't know if you've seen photos of him.
No,
he has no muscles.
He's from the street,
but also,
yo.
He lost a bunch of weight. He looked scrawny as hell, which was funny.
Like Macaulay Culkin?
Before, he was a bit of a fat ass, but now he's just like very, very thin. Uh-huh.
He has a neck tattoo. You don't want to mess with him.
Maybe he has.
And he's from Queens, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, like, it was just, like, a very cordial conversation. And then I was like, are you guys – I sort of, like, went into interview mode because I'm like, well, what am I going to talk to this guy about?
Right.
And then I was like, hey, so are you guys recording a new album? And he's like, maybe. Who knows?
Well, he didn't want to, like, reveal any shit to you because he knows.
I kind of wanted to be like, relax, I'm not going to break the story that you guys are fucking writing a new album. I could care less.
So I want to know what to avoid. Tell me the name of it so I don't accidentally hear it.
And so the way it ended was I was like, all right, well, I need to go find the bathroom because I gotta take a piss.
You gotta drop a dude.
He used the poop excuse.
That was my out. And he's like, well, make sure you don't piss yourself. I'm like, I won't. And I'm like, wait, was that his attempt at a burn?
I think
was
so.
Was he trying to burn me?
Sounds like it.
Or maybe he's got a pee fetish.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that.
You spiked your drink with a diuretic, you know?
Yeah. Oh, he meant ass piss.
Don't pee yourself.
So that was fun.
Did
so
you pee yourself?
Party. No, I did eventually find the bathroom. But apparently
there, a line?
There was a line, and it took forever. And I learned the reason that it takes forever is because everyone was going in there to do coke.
Oh.
And nobody
wow.
shared.
Way to spill the beans, Rob.
Nobody shared.
No one's going to party with he you
only
anymore.
He give me a little bit of coke. He's no good motherfucker.
So it was an exciting party overall, I have to say.
Yeah, we didn't invite the rest of us.
Yeah, well, no. You
I
weren't invited, Noah.
Had,
you
yeah,
knew about it.
I didn't want to go. But I'm talking about Darren and Sid.
I would have already had plans. It's fine.
What day was that?
Monday.
I know. Poker night.
But see, no, I didn't want to inconvenience.
I wouldn't
that.
Ever want. I'm flattered that you don't invite me to things like
I
that.
I have only been to one party with Darren, and it was at my house, I think, for Rob's birthday.
I've been to one.
No, yeah. Darren's come to, like, social
events. More?
Many more.
Like,
that.
Party parties?
Even at your house, I've been to more.
Darren came to my birthday party this year. We all went and got lobsters.
No, I'm talking about, like raging.
Like house parties?
Raging.
Well, Darren doesn't
raging.
Drink anymore or do drugs.
Nope. I never really did drugs. I did weed. It's not even hardly a drug.
It's the drugs.
You keep telling that to yourself, Darren.
I don't do it anymore anyway. So.
So we can still have fun and hang out while the rest of us do drugs.
Well, invite me.
It's not so fun watching other people get fucked up.
That's why you got to join in.
I'm going to your Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Well, it's not a Christmas.
My beautiful girlfriend that you invited also.
Yes.
She just wants those jalapeno poppers.
Yeah. My girlfriend made jalapeno poppers and put them on Instagram, and Noah liked them immediately.
Right away. You know, the reason why I refresh Instagram all the time is just so that I can keep up with the meme of me liking her stuff all the time.
Now you have to live up to that.
And whenever it's more than 5 minutes, I feel like I've been defeated.
Yeah, it's on public record now. You gotta
Yeah.
But she's gonna go, what the fuck? She doesn't like me anymore?
I know. I should go back to her profile and make sure I liked every single picture.
I was going to say, if there's one thing you missed, she's going to think that one picture was bad and she has to get rid of it.
Yeah. No, I don't think she'll get rid of it.
Okay. Let's take a music break.
Already?
Already? It's
almost
8:00. 50 minutes in.
Yeah, we're late for a music break on our format that I'm looking at here.
Let's kick it off. There's a
it
new
says AIDS come, and then there's the Sandy release.
Guns.
FOTS.
Need guns.
Abortion. Breastfeeding and FOTS. Iran nuclear talk, and then break.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the buzzer.
I'm going to start it off with a new track from Ghost that was just revealed this weekend. So this is
revealed
fresh.
Not released, but revealed.
Did they send
revealed.
It to you,
no,
or is it from the internet?
Here's how they did a really cool marketing thing where
curtain and then they revealed it.
Yeah, they launched the site and there was like a ticking clock and every 2 hours a different instrumental track of the song was revealed, and then they finally after a few hours the whole song was up.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cute and creative.
Yeah, I thought it was a good marketing plan. So here's the track. You can hear and download this at secularhaze.com. It's Ghost with Secular Haze.
Now that we have won the war on terrorism, we can stop getting molested and going through radioactive machines at airports, right? No. Okay. Well, at least have the decency to put gloves on next time. Those fingers were cold. USA. USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
I won't be the mind,
This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
If anything, Chuck, the yitz talk is just going to go up right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last day of Chanukah. Oh. It doesn't need to loop.
We already went.
That's such a good theme song. Let's play it again.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Sorry.
You don't even know your own theme song?
Shot your load.
Premature ejaculation.
Premature ejaculation.
All right, now, ready, go.
Premature ejaculation.
Okay.
Breastfeeding and farts.
646-929-1357. My farts have smelled terrible lately. I've been ashamed.
What have you been eating?
Lots of bad food.
Oh, it's those Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Brussels sprouts are delicious.
They are delicious.
I'm a fan.
I like making them in like a citrus
marinade. Interesting. Going to have to try that. More of a
Maybe
garlic
I'll
man.
Make
Maybe
it
it's all
party.
That garlic.
Yeah, the garlic too.
Oh, add garlic to everything, please.
I've been eating a lot of vegetables lately.
That's how you know you're old.
I ate some nice Hanukkah gelt. I don't know if I mentioned
this. Hanukkah gelt?
Yeah, coins.
Oh, the coins, right.
Did you hear the intro?
Yeah, it's my coin purse. That's right.
Girlfriend brought me some of those. And also, she got me these like animal crackers, but they were, instead of animals, they were like Jewy things. Like a dreidel and a menorah.
Money.
And no money. Should have been some
accounting
money.
Forms.
Woody Allen DVDs.
Pay us.
I love that me and Noah are like, oh, we've been eating vegetables. And now it's like, yeah, I've been eating chocolate and crackers.
I've been eating, actually, I was eating really good for a while. I took a little break on Thanksgiving. And I didn't eat too bad, but we went to Roy Rogers one day.
Oh, where's there still a Roy Rogers?
In Manhattan, the one Roy Rogers within about 300 miles, and it's on 6th and 32nd in Manhattan.
Okay.
Now, I can't believe that place is still open. Oh, let's go through the music break. Sorry.
I guess.
We came out of Lamb of God with the 11th Hour, Sid's
Didn't
favorite
we
band.
Come on Lamb of God?
No, that's what they do.
Before that, a lot of people were asking what band it was. It was Aura Noir with Feed to the Flames. Before that was new music from Suffocation. As Grace Descends, and we started with Ghost.
As Grace Descends?
As.
That's what's going to happen to Randy Bly in prison. As Grace.
No. His trial date was set for February.
Prison.
I like how Sid going on record, just predicting that he's going to be convicted and go to prison. What do you think
Wishful
those Czech
thinking.
Prisons are like?
I'm sure they're fine.
You think they're not like Turkish prisons?
No, I don't even think Turkish prisons are like Turkish prisons
really?
Anymore, probably.
That sucks. What about U.S. prisons? Those are pretty bad. They should send Randy Bly to the U.S. if they really want to punish him. Have him be put in a prison here. Be like Oz.
I could, yeah.
But he didn't do anything wrong over here.
I'm sure he's done things wrong. Has he done drugs?
He's more of an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. A recovering alcoholic.
He pushed someone off a stage.
Yeah.
Not in this country.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
There's no proof.
They should lock him up so he doesn't have the chance to push someone off the stage here.
You're right. There's no proof he's done it here yet.
Or they should just give him a gun.
Yep. There's the answer.
You should just shoot people off stage instead of pushing them. Duh.
Well, you don't have to shoot them. Just hit them with the butt of the rifle.
Any stage divers will be shot.
There you go.
What's that?
You should present him with a plaque like that the next time you see him, see what the reaction is.
He'll probably shoot Rob.
Not. He's very nice to me. He remembers me. It's very.
That's why he's nice, because he remembers you.
Oh my God! Randy Bly's here.
That's that's the sound of him getting convicted and then being like, "Excuse me for one second."
That's the thing. Like, no, as little as I actually know him, he's the nicest guy.
He's
so
a really
it's
nice
like, he, yeah, I don't think there would ever be any sort of malicious intent there.
Yeah, I follow him on Instagram and like. People will leave him comments, and I always like his pictures right away.
Mm-hmm.
And he like responds back sometimes.
He had a whole plate of jalapeno poppers that he shoved off the side of the stage.
What a waste!
Yeah. Shoved these off my plate.
Now you have him locked up.
Yeah, Noah's no longer on.
That's it. Send him to prison.
He never shoved anyone off a stage in
Take
Asia.
Take him away.
Boo
right,
this
Noah?
Man. No, he is really cool on Instagram. He even responded to me
once. What a great sentence
once.
To ever have to say. He's really cool on Instagram.
He's really good on it. He posts really interesting photos, too. It's not just like a photo of an omelet.
It's like an extreme close-up of one of his balls.
No, he takes like really nice photographs.
Yeah, he's a budding photographer.
This is the courtroom in Prague that I
used to imagine
all
if like
some
evidence is just like his Instagram feed
yeah.
and just someone just like flipping through it. Like,
it was a very artistic photo of the guy flying off the
yeah.
stage. And, then, and he did the frame app.
Sepia.
And then the other one is like his
yeah,
kid next is broken.
Oh, come on.
With his legs up
no,
in the air.
They don't have
better than that.
They don't have Instagram yet in Czechoslovakia. The fucking prosecutor didn't think to work there.
Only in America.
There's still a photo bucket over there.
Where has this conversation went?
Only we thought of that.
I believe he's innocent, by the way.
Sure, it didn't sound like it a minute ago.
Well, not of the jalapeno poppers. Just
Sid was rubbing off on me. It's all the farts that
really?
I've been inhaling. It's like I'm inhaling a bit of Sid's soul.
She's like my personal AIDS baby. I rubbed off
on
her.
Oh, wow. Noah's a little turned on by being an AIDS baby.
Uh-huh. Well, it's because of all the cum that they get, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Premature ejaculation.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bob. Well, there's ejaculation and there are children that are premature.
Oh, I got it.
It makes sense.
Bob Wah.
The next thing is for Seth Putnam to go into the incubator and just put his dick right in the
God.
Hole and just jerk off right
as the baby cries as it's delivered. Yeah. The first thing that happens is the mouth opens and Seth Putnam's dick goes in it.
Seth Putnam, it's not even going to be babies in heaven anymore. It's going to be, he's going to be like granted ghost status to come back to Earth. And just go around to incubators and hospitals and jerk off.
Take that, Patrick Swayze.
Oh. We got to get through a bit like that.
Yeah. Seth Putnam's publicist.
The ghost of Christmas Come.
Yeah, the ghost. Seth Putnam.
Oh, I just watched the metal anti-Christmas
I love that one.
It holds up really well.
It really does. It's my favorite thing ever that we did.
Fine acting.
Filmed entirely in our living room while I was in my room with the door closed
off.
Saying, can these people fucking leave already? I
just
go to the bathroom.
Sid just scowling in his room.
This is not what I signed up for.
And that was like pretty much like a week after we moved into this apartment.
Yeah, I'm really already with this shit.
And it wasn't even, it was like a Saturday afternoon. We weren't there like disrupting your sleep or anything.
It doesn't matter. I just wanted to roam around and you were filming.
You could have roamed around.
But
in
I
your
didn't
room.
Know you guys as well then. Well, I knew you, but like there were other people there that I didn't know that well. I'm like, who are these fucking
it was
Alan. Who's Alan?
I'm sure it was pretty annoying.
Now I know that Alan is, you know, a studio engineer extraordinaire. We miss his wizardry here, but I didn't
actually,
know that.
He's a lawyer now.
Well, right?
Is he?
Probably. Yeah.
He's studying to be a lawyer.
Well,
I think
he's
finishing
almost
up.
There.
Yeah.
Almost there. Finally, we'll have some representation.
Yeah.
Hook him up with Randy Bly.
He cut his hair, too.
He's totally a suit now.
He started working out. He's got, like, pecs and muscly
right
arms.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's tan.
He's a bro.
I think.
Now.
He's a bra.
Bro, I'm a lawyer now.
He's no longer Death Angel. He's no longer Gargamel.
He's got a thick Russian accent.
He used to listen to metal or what?
You should post that on his Facebook just to embarrass him. Just to like, hey, remember when you did this for us? That we
hey, how about you put this
face?
On your business card?
He didn't change to like dubstep or anything, right? He's still a metalhead?
Honestly, I haven't really spoken to him. He's totally disconnected.
Give him a call.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Sure.
Get him on the air. Now. All right, let's play
how
this.
How awkward would that be? Hey,
Alan, I haven't talked to you in about 8 months.
Then he'll never really speak to us.
That would sort of be great radio, wouldn't it? Like the most awkward phone call between friends that haven't talked in forever. That would be so compelling. Let's have a vote in the chat room. Who wants Rob to make this phone call?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to.
Don't let Sid see the chat.
Come on.
I'm
not going
to.
What do you have to lose?
What?
What do you have to
lose? A friendship?
But the friendship's basically dead
free
already.
Legal representation.
Representation.
But he's not going to call and goof on him. Hey, I'm having a Christmas party. Want to come? What's going on, man? Long time.
By the way, Chuck Palumbo just said we should phone Jeff.
Oh. All right. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Well, maybe he didn't know.
He knew.
What's his phone number? What happened if you dial it right now?
Is it disconnected? It's probably disconnected at this point.
Do you keep calling it every day just to hear his voice and cry? When did you stop doing that, Rob?
No, he had a Facebook page up for a while.
Yeah, we talked about that. Is it not up anymore?
No,
he's not on there?
They took it down. There's like a memorial page.
What's the most recent post?
Alan?
What?
Jeff.
Jeff, oh my God.
There's a memorial for Alan when he was cool.
Yeah,
Alan and his long hair.
By the way, Jeff's message, his phone message in heaven is,
I'll be right back. I'm jerking off on AIDS babies.
Doing God's work up there.
Wait, I have to. Oh, okay, here it is. His Facebook page is actually like very, like, I don't want to make fun of it because it's just like his mother-in-law leaving very touching comments about how much she misses
him. There's a new page, right?
Before it was like a...
It was his page.
It was like his profile.
That never got taken down.
That you can like add friends or whatever. So yeah, people would leave memorial comments on that. But the thing is though that if you weren't a friend of his before he died,
you couldn't
leave a comment. So they made like an official page.
To like.
How do you become
like
a friend of his after he dies? Sort of hard.
True.
Who approves the friendships?
Nobody, because it's
a
like
page.
Page.
It's
anybody
a public
can just
page.
Yeah, it's a public page.
Oh.
Anyway, let's move on from that. let's play this happy Hanukkah video.
Right.
Now, when you think Hanukkah, you think Houston Rockets, right?
That's right.
Sure.
What are Houston Rockets?
Basketball team.
Oh.
They're a basketball team in Houston, and there's this video. I'll link to it on the live cast post.
And not one of these guys is a yid either.
No. And it's honestly the most condescending video I've seen.
Yeah, it's like they're making fun of it almost.
Yeah, okay, here's the audio.
Great old Drado, I made it.
That's Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
And
okay, someone holding a gun to them.
He's basically singing it like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Well, he loves Jesus and he's Asian and he's in Houston.
Did it ever?
He's like, I thought leaving New York, but I didn't have to do this shit anymore.
Well, now you only have to do it one day a year.
Well,
then dreidel, I shall.
Okay, do we know who?
I
like,
have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I still play.
Did it go fast like that?
He's into it.
Oh dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Is this like on the
and
news,
when
like
it's
the morning?
Dry and ready.
It's just they post
oh,
a video.
I shall play. Oh dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Oh, that I like that part when they get to these fucking Serbian motherfuckers that. Probably
Carlos
used to
Delfino.
Hang Jews by their balls in their fucking
yeah.
village. Oh, song about
oh, dreidel,
Jews?
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Fucking Borat is singing this now.
I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready. Oh, dreidel, I shall play.
Kill Jews!
It has a lovely body with legs so short.
I never knew this verse.
Yeah, this part
and when
makes me
so tired. It drops and I will win.
We all sing with one
oh,
note.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
He's doing deaf poetry,
and when
yeah.
When it's dry and ready, then dreidel, I shall play.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you make me?
Legs so fine.
And a body.
You be blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Dreidel.
Wow. Noah, give us some more deaf poetry.
No, that's it.
I was feeling that, yo.
Little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Baby, I shall play.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Why? I don't understand why they did it.
I was going to ask you, was did you ever find out who was the origin of this idea, and was it a goof?
Bye.
Marquise Hernandez is the person who posted
this. So a Jew did it.
Yeah. Darren, can you read Shankletown's comment? I don't know if I can pronounce
what?
That guy's name.
Where is it? Let me see. Can you guys pull up a clip of Hakeem Olajuwon on top Torah push?
Hakeem Olajuwon is a famous Rocket who's retired now.
Yes.
Way retired,
yeah.
But great reference, Shankletown. Anytime you have Hakeem Olajuwon and Haftorah in the same sentence.
Next to each other. Not even a buffer in there.
What is a Haftorah, if Sean was here?
The Haftorah is the... when you have a bar mitzvah, you have to read out of the Bible. Everyone who has a bar mitzvah has to read the same part of the Torah.
What
the
is a bar mitzvah for our... No,
come on.
No.
Everyone,
when a boy becomes a man.
Everyone reads the same part, and then each different person... like, depending on when you were born in the year, what Jewish month you were born, you have to read a different part in addition to that.
So then are
so
a
that's
few
called
boys,
a Haftorah.
Are a few boys having their bar mitzvahs together?
What do you mean?
Each boy reads a part.
No, I'm saying when you read your Torah for the bar mitzvah, everyone reads like this one same part, no matter who you are.
Okay.
And then based on your birthday, you have to read this little other separate part.
Oh, it's like
different.
A horoscope.
Sort of, yeah. It's a different part of the Bible they assign you based on your birthday. That's a Haftorah.
It's very rare to hear the Jewish book referred to as the Bible.
But it is the Bible. You want me to say Torah?
The Torah.
The Torah, sorry.
Torah.
It's actually not. It's the Tanakh. The Torah is something else. The Tanakh is the first five.
Hashem is very upset with you, Darren.
With me? What kind of fucking Jew are you? At least I know what a Haftorah is.
I'm down with Hashem. So he speaks to me. You just told me he's upset with you.
You half Persian cocksucker. You?
Very Hashemful.
I'm getting mad. I'm just kidding.
The Persian side is the more religious side.
I know.
Just to compensate for being Persian.
For what? Reviewed from Iran.
I can't wait for you and my dad to be in the same room because he listens to the show.
Okay.
So that he could, like, spear you.
No, yeah, he actually has never.
Like Goldberg.
You said he grew up getting abused for it. He probably just feels like I'm just another one of his old Iranian
bullies.
You're Jewish. His own people, Sid.
Can't win.
No, but like even if Sid has a mocking tone, he's still making you think about it, and that's all that counts.
That's what?
Provocative.
Thinking about what?
No, you should work for a PR firm. That was some great BS right there.
Yeah, that's good, Sid, but hey, what?
About his culture and his country.
And who? What side Rob is really on.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be discussing it. At least Rob is getting to know his culture, and he's standing up for it and defending it.
He's still not sure which culture that is, but he's up for something.
I am barely in tune with my Persian culture.
Rob the white guy. Come on.
Except for his hair.
Essentially. Yeah.
He's got black guy hair.
Complexion.
What?
I thought you said black eyed peas for a second.
He doesn't have the Jewiest of Jufros.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
a Jufro,
it's
yeah.
Great Persian hair.
Is that? I don't think that's Persians have like.
Thick black hair.
Persians have very
I think that's
Persian
probably
chest
from
hair
your.
Looks like that.
Really?
Like that's
Rob has it on his head.
Rob. I would think your hair is from like your
I think
Ashkenazi
my
mother's side.
Yeah, like my I have
Ashkenazi
the same
is blonde.
I have the same thickness as my mom, but my hair pattern, the pattern that my hair grows in, is my dad's.
It looks like Shirley Temple sitting on a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head.
Can we make that the show title?
Wait, Shirley Temple? Oh, my hair is Shirley Temple.
Yes.
Shirley Temple sitting on a Tyrannosaurus Rex's head is the name of this episode.
I'll write that down.
What does that even mean? Like, how do you even
Shirley Temple?
I don't know. I
Shirley Temple's hair. He has Shirley Temple hair.
I guess.
Ringlets. He has ringlets.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you done typing that?
You should be Annie for Halloween.
Oh, the pot will come out tomorrow. I am totally doing that. Grown up Annie.
My only regret is that it's 10 months away.
Annie's brother, less famous brother.
Danny.
Yeah, that's it. There it is. Freckles on your face.
Tranny.
Well, that's it comes from the other 360.
It's just lowercase TR and then
Tranny.
Capital A.
You will be dressed as a girl. It'll kind of.
Yeah, I got to get a dress now. I got to get the
Well, Annie, that wasn't really a dress.
We can definitely find you a dress.
Just red
shirt.
With white. Yeah.
If you found a fishnet dress that you fit into, we'll find you a little.
They're easy.
There's a litany of good comments here.
Let's go.
Chegelfound said, Yao Ming makes a mean gefilte fish. King of Klan said, half Persian cocksucker should be the episode title. We can't do that because it can't have a curse in it or it won't show up in iTunes.
Yeah.
Shankletown also said Noah should be Anne Frank on Halloween.
Okay.
I like that. Then you have to hide in an attic.
Oh, so then
so
you wouldn't
would
get
my
to
costume
go,
be?
You
like,
wouldn't get to go to a party.
No one would
see
you.
Oh, well,
no one would be
I'm
there.
Usually hiding in the attic, so. Yeah.
Well, everyone would go, where's Noah? And we would say she's hiding from the Gestapo. That would be your costume. She's under the floorboards.
They wouldn't question it because you're Israeli. They're like, oh, all right, I guess they're right. I guess there's still some around, sure.
She got frightened. She, you know, She heard the Nazis were coming. Someone had a Nazi costume. She freaked out. She burrowed into the floorboards in the attic. Why?
So fucked up.
Acidic chipmunk.
Yeah.
Acidic chipmunk.
Sure.
Alvin! To the showers!
It would be Avraham.
Avraham. Avraham!
That's it. That's why we're a comedy team right there. He feeds me something and I correct it. I go. He corrects me. Corrects my comedy. Sid should dress up as Hitler for Halloween? No, that's not a good idea, Chuck Palumbo. Come on.
That's too obvious.
Why would Sid dress up?
I don't dress up in general for Halloween.
Nothing in common with him except the bitter attitude.
Yeah, but
I hate everybody.
Sid should just be Sid for Halloween.
But yeah. Sid's not racist in his hatred for people. Mm. He's just
I just say whatever.
You're very progressive in your hatred. You're equal time. It's on merit when you hate somebody.
Taryn, you should work for a PR firm.
I thought that wasn't BS. That was the honest truth.
Anytime somebody defends me in any way.
I admire Sid's cynicism.
Thank you.
And that you hate Cynic.
Yeah. Any updates with that band? Didn't you have some kind of post about that this week?
Yeah, they're recording their new album.
Are you still writing that T-Rex line down?
Oh, yeah, I just finished. Sorry.
You have to look up how to write T-Rex.
Tyrannosaurus. Yeah, it was hard to spell. Cynic's recording a new album, so we'll be hearing a lot more about Cynic.
Maybe we can get them on a show?
On a show or this show?
This
we don't need to get them on this show.
Why?
Get them on Maury.
Yeah. You are the father.
Him and Raul.
Yeah, see, really, if that is his dad.
Oh, man. I would like to get Raul on this show. Fuck Paul.
Yeah.
I don't think they talk, though. I think that's
good. So that would be you could dish dirt on Paul.
Maybe we could have Paul call in and then you pretend to be his dad. His dad was a political figure, so there's probably audio of him somewhere.
Paul, I am very, very disappointed in you. I wanted you to take over the revolution.
And the tone on your last album was no good.
Ugh, too much G string on that album. Too much. Use too much. More F string.
There is no F string.
Listen, I'll throw you in the camp.
Don't limit yourself like that. There never will be an F string with that attitude.
Yeah, really. In my country, I invented the 7-string guitar. Yes, you wouldn't know. You're not serious musician.
There's already.
Well, I invented it. That's why. That's why there is such a thing. That's why you don't know this. CIA prevents you from knowing these things. No, if you were.
What
real,
does he sound like? JCVD now.
If you were a real musician, you would know this.
It's like a more Latin JCVD. It's like if JCVD spent a few years in Spain.
I don't hear you doing any accents on this show.
I already did my
Miss Critical
poetic thingy.
Can you do an Israeli accent?
Let's hear it.
No.
How could you not do? Come on. That's the one accent you should
do. I'm not a monkey.
Do.
I'm not just going
to
do it on the spot. If we're like in a situation or something and call.
Here's the situation. We're talking about accents.
No.
Oh, so I totally found Raul Masvidal on Facebook.
Oh.
Is it really him?
And it's totally him because he has a photo with Paul Masvidal.
Oh.
Wow.
And there's a chimpanzee in there.
What?
He calls his son Pablo.
Pablo. Oh.
Pablo.
Oh,
I call him
cute.
Pablo, but you may not call him.
Any posts about the new Cynic album in there?
Nothing about the new Cynic album.
It looks like the father is just as handsome as the son.
Let's see.
I don't want to turn the computer. So you guys have to.
No, man. Not how I pictured him at all. And they
that's
have a
the chimpanzee, Darren.
That's the IKEA chimp that we're holding.
What a delight.
Why do they have a
why
chimp?
Why aren't there any more monkeys in parking lots is what I want to know.
Because I outlawed them in Cuba when I was the prime minister.
Wait, what was he again? What was his...
He was...
A senator or something?
Cuban-American banker and real estate developer.
He looks like Ernest Borgnine. He doesn't even look Spanish.
In 1961, he participated in the CIA-sponsored Bay of Pigs invasion as an intelligence officer. In 1962, he was deployed with the U.S. Army during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So he's like me. He's like a Latino that looks completely white.
Well, just because he's gray-haired and stuff now, maybe when he had like thick
hair. Yeah, I think he totally looks Latino. I guess,
Perhaps.
Once you're old, you're just old.
But there is a sort of an attitude among certain Caribbean people that are descended from the whites, that it's very racist.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're about, like, preserving their race. They're like Aryans almost. Like,
yeah.
They,
like light-skinned Caribbean people?
Not just light-skinned, though. There's light-skinned people that are that mixed with Indians, but, like, these are people that, I don't know if he's one of them, I'm just saying. Like, people that are directly descended from Spaniards, and they're, like, real scummy towards, like, the Indian mixed races, you know, like the mm-hmm. ones that are darker or whatever. And they call them criollos, like the Creole, not Creole, that's like, but it's a similar word, you know, like it means
right.
like they're direct lineage from Spain.
Pure blood.
Yeah. They're like Nazis, sort of.
No, because they're not white.
Well, but they are white. That's what I'm saying. Spaniards are white. Why? Spain is just a European country.
How does that make you feel, Noah?
They're no less white than French or Italian people.
They just don't sound as white.
They just talk with a
but they play tennis.
Hispanic accent.
They play tennis? That's that's how you identify
as white
a white?
As you can fucking be, come on. You kidding me? In Spain is where all that racist shit happens at soccer games where they like throw banana peels at the black players.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
That's like really a problem in Spain.
People do that?
So yeah. Oh yeah.
They did that to Patrick Ewing back in the day, remember? When he was in Georgetown.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
He was on the free throw line in the visiting stadium, whatever, and they would just throw like fucking monkey masks and stuff at him and banana peels. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Did they outlaw bringing bananas to stadiums after that?
No, freedom of expression.
America, we're a little bit better with that stuff now. Europe, that's why everybody talks about how high and mighty a game soccer is. It's like, look at the fans.
So they never say anything about the fans.
Yeah.
Just the game
itself. They're throwing firecrackers at players.
Is that, I don't know any of this. I know it's scummy.
It's fucking outlaw justice there. It's the worst.
I don't know the details. I like that chanting. The chanting is good.
Even that's annoying.
Don't they, like,
have
bulls that chase them through the street before the game?
That's in Spain. That's just the running of the bulls once a year.
Mm-hmm. Is that for soccer?
No, that's just because they're dumb.
Yeah.
It's for bullfighting and stuff.
Oh.
Which they do in Spain also.
They get Michael Jordan to run through. He's the bull.
Yes. Scottie Pippen. That I would totally run away from.
John Paxson.
Paxson's probably slow by now. He's so slow to begin with.
Is he the same age as Michael Jordan? What are you saying? Because he's black, he retained his athleticism more?
Yeah.
Sid, you're racist?
Well, Paxson was always sort of slow and plodding. He was a spot-up shooter.
Fine.
He's like a GM now, or he was.
No, are you a big Bill Paxton fan?
I have no idea who
Bill
that
Paxton?
Is.
That's not who we're talking
That's an
about.
Actor.
Oh, wait, not Bill Paxton. Bill.
John Paxson.
John Paxton. Bill. Who was that thing? Bill
Paxton, the
president
from
Big Love. Yeah.
The guy.
Bill
who,
Pullman?
Bill Pullman is the president from
NBA. No. There's an NBA player who was like an NBC anchor as well.
John Starks.
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
big fan of the Grateful Dead.
How do you know that?
That's like the main thing about him. Other than
that's like
a,
that's what the
that's why he
Charles
got the
Barkley
job.
On him about,
and he has a son that's a terrible NBA player.
Still in the league in his 30s.
Yep.
Doesn't Larry Bird have a son?
No. Well, I'm sure he does have a son.
No,
sure.
Like, who's in the LA Lakers or something?
No. You're thinking of Bill Walton.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's the one. See, I don't know this.
Maybe
shit.
We were already talking about.
Shankletown just wrote, "There's a new Scottie Pippen reality show. Scottie Pippen is a former." Chicago Bulls forward.
Yeah.
In production called Big Pippen.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. He needs money. Scottie Pippen is broke. So.
Is it?
Something like that. He's made like bad business.
Why can't he just go on Basketball Wives?
I think his wife was. I think so.
He always seemed to me like above the fray and all that nonsense.
You get out of the league, you make bad investments.
I just meant that the fact that his wife was on Basketball Wives seemed like he'd be more classy than that.
Well, he might be.
But to marry abroad, like all into that culture, you know.
Most women are into that culture.
But also it's like, hey, when there's bills to pay.
Yeah.
Bills.
No, I'm not criticizing him. It's not like the Hot Pockets thing, you know.
Yeah.
At least
no,
making
I'm sure
a reality
you do a
show.
Hot Pockets song.
Scottie Pippen, perhaps the ugliest player in NBA history.
Sam Cassell. Cassell, not even close. Not even close.
Sam
Charles Barkley calls him Gollum because he looks like Gollum.
Oh,
look up Sam Cassell.
I know what Sam Cassell looks like.
Yeah, Sam Cassell is ugly.
About Mutombo.
Is he still? Is Sam Cassell still playing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got one. Manute Bol.
Who?
Manute Bol.
He's just
look
weird looking. I don't know that he was.
How
like
do I spell
ugly.
Manute Bol?
M-A-N-U-T-E.
B-O-L.
And
Minute Bol?
Manute.
Obama's
like minute,
doing a speech
in
Connecticut right now, by the way.
Oh.
Well, they
That's going to be such a dumb minute. Like, what's he going to say? He's going to say, oh,
sure,
it's so terrible for, you know, the children.
Well, what, I mean, if he doesn't say something, then people will be like, where was President Obama?
Yeah,
you know?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, why does it need to be on TV, though? Like, who cares?
Why does it? Whoa. Have you met the news?
This isn't the news. They're interrupting
into
some
football
show to do this.
Patriots Niners.
Oh, this is like everyone's. Well, this is like a big national tragedy. Like,
no, but I understand that. But he's not adding anything by talking.
He
about
already made
it.
A really touching speech. What else does he need to say? Look,
what?
Again, he's crying. We get it.
Whatever. It's fine.
It's not that he's crying. He's just chopping onions.
Oh, yeah, there's like onion fumes.
This is just like, this is getting in the way of dinner
for
him.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I personally believe that we will have pasta again here in Sandy Hook.
It's really good.
It's like the Morgan Freeman, but a little nerdier. Yeah.
Did you see how like every fucking person on Facebook posted like the whatever comments Morgan Freeman had about the shooting?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like yesterday was exclusively dedicated to, here's what this celebrity said about the shooting. Here's, like, I don't fucking care.
I don't think he even said that stuff, though. I read
really?
That. It was
what,
just,
what he
it
said,
was like
copy
paste.
I didn't even read it. Because I do not care.
It. I'll find it.
I don't need an actor making
those
me
in need.
Oh, this is a live stream of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Darren.
Their own shot.
Wait, no, that is trauma. Me. Turn that off. Ready? All right, here's
are we allowed to do this?
Job to do.
What? Stream the president?
Yeah. I said I'm trying to do my impression. Go. Hold on. I got to warm my throat.
School children. Helping one another.
Wow, Darren, really?
Holding each other.
Thank you.
Dutifully following instructions in the way that young children sometimes do.
Are people laughing?
One child even trying to encourage a grown-up by saying, I know karate, so it's okay, I'll lead the
this
way out.
This is no time to be making jokes, Mr. President.
As a community, you've inspired us, Newtown.
You suck.
In the face of indescribable violence.
Yeah!
I think that was like a little baby.
In the face of unconscionable evil.
Like you.
You
looked
out
for each
other.
The first time there was a black person in Newtown, Connecticut?
You cared for one another.
Wasn't one of the kids black or something?
Was it?
I thought I read that.
Why is that even reported on?
What?
Like, how Newtown.
Dude, the day the fucking shooting happened,
remembered.
They had fucking people, CNN people, interviewing little kids as they were getting evacuated.
God's
horrible.
That was so disgusting. Turn off Obama. I don't care. I mean, let me stop doing that.
That was so horrible.
No, that was. Yeah.
And also, they posted pictures of the kids that were shot.
Ugh, like fucking vultures.
Well, that, whatever. Who cares about those kids' privacies? They're dead now. That's not as big a deal to me. But putting the living ones on TV.
What if they showed?
They got evacuated.
What if they showed like their scalp torn off by a bullet or something? Then would you say that's wrong?
I don't think they would show that though.
Well, let's say that.
Yes, I think that's wrong.
I know you do. You're a decent person.
I don't think. I don't think showing their photo, the photos of the people that died, is wrong, because it's like they deserve to be memorialized.
And they're already dead, so...
Yeah, they didn't do anything wrong, but that is such just gruesome.
Sid's just determined to take what you're saying and turn it into something very callous.
It's not callous.
I mean, well, they're dead. Fuck them.
Well,
I've seen a bunch of stuff on Facebook,
but...
like this one post that constantly gets being passed around about one of the teachers that got shot.
I've seen this woman's face now like 80 times.
Yeah, where she... No, it's just like she told all of her students to go hide in the closet, and then the shooter came and was like, where are the kids? And then she said, they're all in the gym, and then she got shot and killed. And then he like went off to find more people to shoot. So she like saved all the kids.
Well, how do they know that happened?
Because the kids said it. There were still kids.
Kids say the darnest things, Rob.
Coming up on ABC, it's Kids Say the Darnest
Things. And then get shot.
Newtown edition.
They all made up that story.
Say a darn thing or I will pull this trigger.
I'm glad that the shooting happened 2 days ago, so it's enough time has passed.
It's okay to joke about
it. Yeah, it's okay. But if it just happened, like, today.
Hey, Obama was making a lighthearted speech 2 seconds ago.
Yes, the jokes we just made were completely lighthearted. Yes, the Rambo sound effects we have are completely lighthearted.
Well, if I did it yesterday, it would be wrong.
It would be wrong, but now it's okay.
Yeah.
That would be.
This is how we grieve.
Look, Obama's smiling. And he's doing a jerking motion.
Impeach.
I can't wait for Dave Mustaine to come out and say this was all a plot by Obama.
This was all a plot. Wait a minute. Don't steal my thunder.
Sorry.
He said that already. Like, why would they, every time there's a shooting now, it's Obama staged it because he wants more gun control laws. Yeah.
I wonder, like, how Alex Jones reacted to this, because obviously that's how Dave Mustaine feels.
Whatever he said, I agree.
Go look. Does he have, like, a Twitter feed or something?
I'm sure. Come on. Can't we just predict what Alex Jones fucking said? Let's play Trash or Thrash It, but predict what Alex Jones said.
What are those people called, the ones that go and, like, protest?
The Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're protesting the children's.
Yeah,
can you explain to me like what are they protesting?
They're just trolls. Like
they're saying that like this was like meant to happen, and you know like God is punishing people for their sins. And
I think they're like Andy Kaufman undercover liberals and trolling, pretending to be.
But like, nobody likes them.
Right, like nobody liked Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
But not even like that conservatives time. Conservatives are even like they're. Like who?
But that's the point. It's performance art, I think.
Why can't we just round them up and shoot them?
I don't know.
Would that be wrong?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm being facetious. I don't really. I think it's a possibility. Or maybe a few of them.
No, are. I could see what you're saying, but it's too crazy.
It's too ridiculous. Like they go to fucking AIDS patients' funerals and like soldiers' funerals. It's just like. Whatever evokes the most response, you know. Children who got shot in the fucking school. Like, you just said it yourself. Like, what sense does that make? What's their point?
Here's some great a retweet by Alex Jones. Ban Prozac and other mass murder drugs, not guns.
I agree. What? They'll ban both.
Yeah.
Guns party laws.
Mass murder drugs?
Well, like, he's saying that all these drugs are what caused the guy to go insane.
So we don't think this kid was on drugs?
He was wasn't he clinically?
I don't know, I think he makes a general point that's valid though. I think a lot of people do get fucked up because of brain chemistry drugs and wind up shooting.
I agree. I feel like I think it can go both ways though. I think to medicate.
We don't know what his sex life is.
Yeah,
come on.
I think to medicate a child is in most cases wrong. Like you shouldn't give a kid Ritalin.
Tylenol.
You know, like behavior changing drugs.
Because their brains are not fully formed yet.
Yeah.
Viagra.
And
you definitely shouldn't give a kid Viagra.
That's why those kids were hiding in that closet. They're all fucking each other because they're on Viagra.
They were playing seven minutes in heaven or whatever.
Just happened that during those 7 minutes that kid showed up for the rifle.
Did you ever play 7 minutes in heaven?
No.
No, me neither.
I didn't.
Nobody wanted
to. No one ever invited me to those parties.
Really?
Oh,
same
here.
Have you guys, were you, did you guys ever?
No.
No one
ever. What, Darren? Well, it wasn't called that. I know that, like.
Just like spin the bottle or whatever.
No, I'll play it right now.
Spin the bottle.
I think I have played spin the bottle.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I used to dread having the bottle land on me. Because I was like, I was a fat kid, you know. I was like, oh, no, girl. They're all going to freak out and. No, I wasn't. I'm not a germaphobe. I've told you this like a zillion times. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm like a slob. But I didn't. I was a fat kid, and I was afraid the girl would not want to kiss me and make a scene about it or something.
Aww.
But whatever.
Oh, he tweets Rupert Murdoch. You will never get our guns, globalist scum.
Who tweeted that?
Alex Jones. He has a video here. Murderers want your guns. It's 3 minutes.
You know something? I don't want to call liberals liberal anymore. We know about the establishment warmongering Republicans and their illegal spying and the Patriot Act and all the rest of it.
Except for their
but when
good.
You look at the Democrats, Obama is bombing 8 countries. He passed the NDAA
so far
secretly
right.
arrest Americans. But he's a Peace Prize winner, so it's okay. And he said, you know, back during the campaign, hey, I don't want to come after your guns. And the Democrats were like, oh, no, we never want to do that. And now they're exploiting every tragedy as a pretext.
Because there's so many fucking tragedies.
Well, at least now he's not saying Obama did it. He's just exploiting it.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, did you see? I'm sorry. You want to play this whole thing? Mike Huckabee, you see what he said?
What did he say?
Oh, my God. He said, well, this is basically, you know, it's a terrible thing, but this is what happens when you take prayer out of schools. And
when you take God out of school.
Are you serious?
Because no God in school, you know.
Because if the kids are all praying, they would have been so much easier to shoot.
And churches have been shot up so many times in the last fucking 10 years, too.
I think here's a Alex Jones quote that I agree with as well, which is, He replies to somebody calling for an end to violence as public policy. Are you referring to the hundreds of children that Obama and Bush have killed with drones? That's a fair statement.
It's reasonable.
But those are brown children, so we were not supposed to care about them.
No, it's not that he never says anything. It's just he has so many ridiculous conspiracy theories, though.
Yeah, it's very hard to take him seriously.
This is like sensibility mixed with complete idiocy and lunacy.
Yeah.
And he also sounds like a Muppet.
But he's a really good speaker, though. I think he's very persuasive, and he convinces a lot of like unintelligent people that what he's saying is valid. He's a smart guy, you know? But he's just a huckster. He says enough reasonable things to suck you in,
right.
And then you think the whole thing is reasonable, and it's whacked out.
David Stein is a victim.
Yes, absolutely. That's spot on.
He has this whole empire of websites that it's like, well, you're clearly...
Like someone else I know. Rob.
I guess I have a few.
But you have TomMariahScream.com.
First they came for my Tom Mariah scream, and I said nothing.
$80,000 USD.
Then they came for my Trash Shooter Thrash.
Oh, I emailed the owners of MetalInjection.com again. It's up to $89,000.
It's going up? Why is it going up? Wouldn't it go down because you don't want it?
So much time has passed. It's apparently a premium. I'm like, they keep following up like, hey, have I met all your needs? Do you have any other questions?
But, like, who else is going to want to buy MetalInjection.com but you? They should be trying to get rid of it to you by lowering the price.
Or maybe they just want to keep it.
Yeah, they think he's desperate.
I'll keep it. What are you offering?
No, it's a very useful search phrase for molding, metal injection molding.
Right. Okay.
That was their reasoning for why it's so expensive.
So why don't they put something there and reap the hits off of it?
It's just like squatters. It's a squatting company that just squats on terms.
Right, so but if no one's buying it for that long, that was like a year ago we talked about.
Yeah
but they only pay, like $10 a
year? Yeah, it's like it costs them nothing.
They're just waiting for the big bucks to roll in. Mm-hmm.
Soon we'll buy it. Once we have 89,000 USD to blow.
I'm going to buy Seth Putnam coming on AIDSBabies.com.
You better hurry up because the squatters might have just registered it.
Someone
they
in the chat might have
show.
Just... Yes, a lot of that this week. A lot of the Giants getting destroyed.
R.A. Dickey getting traded.
I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with what we got back, but it still makes me sad. We're not allowed to have nice things.
Well, that's how you have nice things, is to trade your...
Nice things.
Well, if you can get a guy back, that's going to be great for 6 years.
Well, let's hope so.
Okay, all right.
Talk about Chromio. That'll be interesting.
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't bring up Chromio all episode.
You just did.
And at least when I bring up Chromio, everyone else is united in their hatred of it.
Right.
Okay, when you guys talk about sports, it's just all you.
It was 10 seconds. We're going to have a long conversation about it. God damn, Rob.
No. So anyway, you guys, Chromio is DJing next week.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
And where is that happening?
I don't know.
Bathhouse of some sort of ill repute.
Gay! Anything else interesting happen to anybody this week? Noah?
That's your name, isn't it?
Noah happened.
The Serious Christmas Party was this week. Whoa. How was that for you?
Oh, my God. Awful.
Breastfeeding and farts.
Would have been a better cuisine than what we had.
Was Cousin Brucey there?
No.
Serving up latkes for everyone?
Cousin Brucey was probably out at, like, Nobu or something.
It's so weird because I see Cousin Brucey now, like, all the time.
You ever talk to him?
No, I never, ever. I once used the bathroom at the same time.
Hey, the urinal next to me, baby. How are you? You look like a Persian Jew. How are you?
You should just be like, hey, Cousin Brucey, CBS FM.
CBS
right?
FM, baby.
Cousin, baby, Brucey.
I was at like...
I see you pissing at an angle, baby. I know who circumcised you. It was Dr. Greenberg, wasn't it, baby? I'm Brooklyn. Brooklyn!
He got in behind you and gave you an oldie but goodie.
This one's from 1967. Here's my kosher meat on CBS FM. Boy, my joint was jumping back in that day.
In that era, that was my heyday, baby.
Well, the FM stands for fucking men.
Fucking men, baby, on CBS FM.
Rob heard joint in his ears perk.
Yeah, where's the joint? No, but it's funny.
I put my kosher kielbasa in a lot of cornholes back in the 60s, baby. Oh, I'll tell you, boy, CBS FM. My headphones were always sticky in that studio. They don't call them headphones for nothing, baby. CBS FM!
Oh, my gosh.
Are you playing He Service Men with his headphones?
Possibly. I don't work blues, so I don't want to talk about
that. Fucking, but with headphones.
Tit fucking. My cock, your breasts. Hey, tit fuck on CBS FM.
By the Shirelles.
By the Shirelles. Hello, Gladys Knight. The tits coming up on CBS FM.
I think that's the second time I mentioned Gladys Knight.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's true.
When we were talking about Sandy,
you're a big Gladys fan.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's my go-to. That's my go-to old, you know, group. I guess.
I guess Aretha Franklin, if they had her, going back to that, like, what would be a good?
Boy, there's some big ham hock tits on that bitch. I'll tell you. She used to be a hot button. Now, whoa, daddy.
Where was she hot?
Oh, she was attractive.
She wasn't no like big mammy like she is now.
No, she was on the way. She was never svelte.
Oh, come on. In the 60s, she was
no
attractive.
Diana Ross.
She was gorgeous, Diana Ross.
I fucked her, too, on CBS.
That was the
I fucked her during the music break on CBS. I did her upside down, inside out on CBS FM.
Yeah, no, Aretha Franklin, well, that's a piece of work right there. I had a great convo with somebody who will remain nameless at this holiday party from Sirius.
Ken Pierce.
Yes, it was Ken Pierce. No, this person was like, oh, I just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm saying that right, right? And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you were high in there.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't really celebrate it, but yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, I just like to make sure that I'm saying,
fully revealing who it is.
And then Noah was like, I just, oh no, no, it wasn't, no, no, no. And then
Jose's
like,
wife.
Oh, no,
it like
go
that.
Ahead. She wouldn't be at the party. No, anyway, she was like, I don't want to offend you, and I just want to be specific. I don't like saying happy holidays.
Right,
I'm very against that.
Oh, Ann Coulter.
Yes, it was Ann Coulter.
Like I don't, as long as you're religious and you believe in God, I don't care. That's fine. If you're an atheist, then that pisses me off.
Yeah.
That's what she's telling you.
Yeah.
I'll respect your weird other religion. Yeah. At least you believe in God.
At least she doesn't congratulate you on Ramadan.
That's a very extreme way of basically saying exactly what she said.
Yeah, that's what.
But with that
like.
Said, she's a very nice person.
Well, a lot
clearly
of these
no,
people are.
So.
No.
What? No, I don't. I don't even know who he's talking about.
Oh.
Sure. She wasn't Asian.
There are barely any Asian people that work for our company. So.
They all work on the IT side.
No.
No.
You know, all the IT guys are like these nerdy guys.
That IT guy that we had work on our.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, he's like a big, beefy Irish dude.
Yeah.
That's an IT guy. That's an engineering guy.
And he has his nipples pierced sometimes.
Oh, you know what? The IT guy that we encountered at the station was Chinese.
No. No, that was Felipe. He's Spanish.
What? He looked very Chinese.
Well, that's.
Is he Filipino, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't remember this.
He looked.
Felipe
if you didn't tell me that, I swear I would have thought he was a Chinaman.
No, he does not look like a Chinaman. He looks like a Hispanic guy.
All right, fine. I didn't really.
Maybe you had your
then.
Beer goggles on or something.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
I wasn't
what that
drinking.
Means. Your Coke Zero goggles. Or you had too much sugar.
Right.
That's
sugar? I had sugar.
What the fuck was that?
Sugar.
Wow.
Sugar beer.
I was trying to get to a mom.
Dearen, you're drinking too much sugar.
So you're not a monkey, you do when it
it's making
you
see people that are Puerto Rican. They're looking like the Chinese.
It's like Russian Bill Cosby.
Yeah. When you take the sugar and you put it in the blood in the mouth.
Terrible.
Like the yellow pudding blood.
It was a good laugh.
Are you happy to?
Do it again. Do it again.
When you take the yellow pudding skier, Skaya, and you mix it with the doctor Skaya, and the professor Skaya.
Nah, no one knows what I'm talking about at this point.
Bob knows.
That's all that matters.
No, take a breath.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else? People? Anything else? Sid, how was your week?
I wanted to know who else was at the serious party. Did you see Russo?
Yeah, any
other? No, no.
No, it's mostly for like the people that work there.
It's basically for the people that work there to go and get like disgusting food and to go back to their desk and
eat
it.
What was the disgusting food that was there?
Well, they had hors d'oeuvres.
They had like
Monica
mini burgers.
And I got there right at 5 o'clock when it started, right? And I got like these egg rolls, and we had these fried mac and cheese bites, and and wine or whatever. And like the egg rolls just tasted like oil, and they were room temperature, and it was like just starting.
They're dipping sauce.
Yeah.
So they were intended that way. It wasn't like they got old.
Yeah, like the food was cold from the moment it got there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And then I went downstairs and I looked at some of the food that was out there, like the actual food, and they had these like chicken fingers, but it looked like a chicken claw that was deep fried. It was like gizzards and stuff.
Yeah, wow. It was pretty bad.
Well, I guess when the stock price is like 8 cents.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't even think it's that high.
No, they're not doing bad.
It's just, you know, like all these years, like the last 3 years, they got away with doing it. And nobody's like stood up and complained enough.
Why don't you complain?
So now they're
going
to keep doing it. Who am I? I'm not anyone.
Well, you can make a change. You can't do it with that.
No,
energy.
I can't.
What about if this guy joined you?
Maybe if I had a gun.
I feel like I'm lower on the totem pole than Noah. Okay. I don't even know if
you are the
job
totem
there.
Pole, sir.
Thank you.
That's literally, like sure. These Mayans come by and carve shit on Rob. The picture of an eagle on his neck.
I like it.
Etched into Rob's neck.
I thought it was a neck tattoo, like the guy from Amir.
Ugh.
Ugh. Rob, take your shirt off. I want to see what date the end of the world is next week.
The end of the world is next week. What's going to happen when there is no end of the world? Oh, we got
the
date wrong.
What happened during Y2K?
Very few people actually believe that, though. I don't think. I think it's mostly mockery when people bring that up. You know anyone who actually believes the world's going to end?
No. But I live in New York.
That's true.
It's like if we lived in Tennessee or something.
I mean, there were fucking like people running around in loincloths and throwing girls into volcanoes and believing in a fucking lizard bird god. Like, do you really think they know anything more than we do about the world? Like,
no.
Seriously. What I am worried about is there will be some nut that thinks the world's going to end and does something catastrophic.
Like killing a whole classroom of students?
No, I mean, like, on the day, though. Oh. Like, but it had nothing to do with that. It was a coincidence. But, I mean, like, someone could actually be convinced the world's going to end and try to make the world end.
Or somebody could be like, oh, the world's ending anyway, so I can do anything without consequences.
That's what bothers me. And then people will go, oh, see, the
like,
world.
Like, imagine if Shankletown thought the world was going to end. He's like, well, I could totally find out where Noah lives and fuck her.
That's true. But Noah, would you welcome that?
There's no rape charges when the world ends. So be careful, Noah.
Noah, can Shankletown rape you if the world is
not
about to
rape?
No.
If she said yes, it wouldn't be rape.
She would never say yes, though, in a million years.
Of course not.
In a million years?
In a million
maybe
years.
Like half a million years?
Even
maybe?
If she was a million years old, she wouldn't say yes to Shankletown.
I'll ask my dad if I can borrow one of his shotguns so I can shoot Shankletown.
She sees him as a friend.
Beware of anyone coming to you with Entenmann's boxes. Shoot first and eat cookies later.
Yeah. I like it when there's blood on cookies.
There's another episode title nominee.
I like the T-Rex one still.
Yeah.
Sugar. That's another possibility. Sugar.
S-H-O-E-J-G-A-R. Sugar.
All right.
Look at the time.
I have a song to play out.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Well, this has been another lovely episode. Next week on the show, if all goes according to plan, we will be joined by Vince Neilstein and Axel Rosenberg.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Of Metal Sucks. Sean
also,
will again not be here.
In the coming weeks, we cannot say who, but we might have a gigantic guest, right, Rob?
I don't
possibly
even know this. Who's that?
Pat. No.
He's
oh.
a very nice man.
Right?
A white man.
There's a huge, yes.
But is he fat? Jokes aside.
No.
All we
no.
can say is that he's a white man.
Okay.
But we
so,
can only cross our fingers that it's really going to
yeah.
happen.
Yes. It's we're working.
Seth Putnam.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
What?
Darren's
Fuck.
Unlocked it.
Fuck!
Sorry.
Edit that out.
The technology.
Okay.
Edit that out.
Well, let's get out of here, Darren. Play us out.
Sugar! Sugar!
Music. Killed everyone. I'm away forever. But I'm feeling.